3, 2, 1. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Process. I hope this message is reaching you in the best of health and safety and comfort and peace of mind, because we all need a little bit of all of that right now. I wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the first three episodes, the process of sustaining ourselves, the process of perfecting your craft, and the process of telling stories for your community. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to all three, make sure you do so. When you do get a chance, I think you'll really love them. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the next couple of episodes, because the intention behind doing these editor's notes is really to let you all know where my mind has been, where my mind is at as we release these episodes. All of this was taped pre-COVID-19, and as we curate the order in which we are releasing these episodes, it is with extra intention that we are putting them out into the world, hoping that you all find a sense of healing in everything, and whether it be you're finding answers you're looking for, you're learning something new, you're using them to escape and just find enjoyment in something that is not related to the situation that's going on. But the next couple of episodes are really important to me. The two upcoming episodes are The Process of Dealing with Grief with Anna Shinoda and The Process of Building Trust and Thinking Independently with Lisa Ling. The episode about dealing with grief with Anna has been a conversation that her and I have had time and time again in depth, and I've learned so much about grief through her and through her experiences. And I learned that grief is not just related to death. That is a big grief, but there are so many other types of griefs. And the entire world right now is experiencing a sense of collective grief, right? We are all having our world turned upside down in one way or another, and we're trying to find a sense of comfort in all of this and understanding. And there's so much anxiousness around finding harmony in our lives right now. All of these things that we are trying to find a new sense of normal for them. And instead of being so hard on ourselves and realizing that, you know, we are all going through this moment of collective grief, and we should understand that and be more gentle with ourselves and be more tender with ourselves. But in order to do that, we have to understand what grief is and how to deal with it. And so that is why we are releasing the episode on the process of dealing with grief. The following episode is the process of building trust with others and thinking independently with Lisa Ling. And Lisa is one of my mentors. She is somebody I've looked up to since I was a kid. And she was always the journalist that made me feel like this was the work that I needed to be doing, and this is the work that I could be doing, because she did it as an individual, independently thinking for herself, speaking for herself, and really acting as a guide in all of her work. And I admire that so much. So we sit down and we talk about the importance of how to build trust with others and how to think for ourselves and think independently, because that is so important today when we are bombarded by everyone's thoughts and everyone's opinions. And there's so much pressure to think the same way as so many people. And I think it's important for us to find a sense of identity and individuality in all of that. So those are the next two episodes. I wanted there to be an episode that related to an aspect of mental health and the conversation that we could keep in mind moving forward through this process of healing. And then with Lisa's episode, just having these conversations about individuality and building trust with others, especially in a time like today. Both of these episodes are so important and so dear to me, and I really hope that they resonate with you all. Please let us know what you think, and I hope you enjoy. Talk to you all soon.